Melinda Munson from the Skagway News, thanks so much for joining us. Let's talk about what's coming out in the latest edition of the Skagway News.
What do you want to start with?
Well, you've got a couple of big stories. I mean, there's a story about search in there, I'm sure, and the potential takeover for the clinic and the vote that's coming up. And I guess let's start with search.
I feel like we talk about it over and over and over again, but once we sell it, if that's what we do, we sell it forever. So it's important. So what we did this issue is we did some commonly asked questions that I've been hearing around in the community and tried to answer those questions the best we could with the last town hall. All the way back in 2021, when search was here last, we had asked search to do a Q&A with the newspaper, and they had said they would prefer not to. Residents could just get their information from their webpage and from the upcoming town halls. So the information that I'm presenting is from that last town hall. So one question we get, would Skagway get its own full-time doctor if search assumed responsibility? The short answer would be a strong hint at no. Dr. Geddes, who was a spokesperson at that town hall, pointed to a model of a consistent visiting physician who would come to town frequently and would also be available via telehealth. Another idea that I've seen floating around is the thought that perhaps borough manager Brad Ryan was instrumental in bringing search to Haines. And the answer is no. The Haines Clinic sold to search in 1998 for $1. And Brad Ryan did not move to Haines until 10 years later in 2008. Another question is, because Search is a native-owned health consortium, does that mean that non-natives could receive a lower level of care? And Dr. Eric says, we provide health care in our communities to everybody in those communities, so you don't create lines between tribal members or non-tribal members.
What is the latest on the child care development in Skagway? I mean, a couple of bills came through the assembly, and one of them passed, and one of them got shelved. Why don't you fill us in on what happened?
So if you would like to start a licensed daycare facility in the municipality of Skagway, available to you possibly is $100,000 from the city. And that would be $100,000 for two new startups for childcare, $40,000 in the first year, and then $20,000 for the following 3 years. There are some stipulations. You have to have at least 10 kids. You have to be open 11 months out of the year. So this is intended for year-round childcare. And the second resolution that did not pass, it was tabled and is headed to finance for review, would provide a stipend for currently operating daycares.
All right. What else is going to be hitting the shelves?
Well, a fun story is that the Don Heather Award for the school was named, and that was Jeff Brady.
Brady wins the Don Heather Award.
He did.
Yeah.
And we were pretty excited. He's the person who started the Skagway News more than 40 years ago. And he's basically spent the last 40 years serving the school, which is what the Don Heather Wall of Fame is for.
Melinda Munson, publisher and co-owner of the Skagway News. Thank you so much for filling us in on what's coming up.
Thanks for keeping us up to date. Take care.
The special runoff election to determine the future of Skagway's medical clinic will be held from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, July 12th. Early absentee voting can be done at City Hall between June 27th and July 11th during regular business hours. The deadline to register to vote is Sunday, June 12th. Town hall meetings with search representatives will be 7 p.m. on Tuesday, June 21st in Assembly Chambers at City Hall, and at 7 p.m. on Monday, July 11th at AB Hall on Broadway Street.